Let's switch gears right now at 5:36 and go to the KRDL Newsline and visit with Sean Burgess, who's the Chief Claims Officer with Lemonade Insurance. Funny name, but they have a great program going on. And Sean, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. You're a digital insurance company built on social impact. What does that mean?
Yeah, Dan, thanks for having me. Yeah, so we're a digital company. So we started about 5 years ago and now have, you know, five products, one in every state in the United States and internationally as well. Renter's insurance, home insurance, pet and life. And then we just rolled out car insurance in Illinois a few months ago. But we're focused on doing things in minutes and seconds and removing paperwork in an insurance industry that has traditionally not been that way, right? So you can get a policy in 90 seconds and have a claim settled in 3 seconds in many cases, Dan.
Now, with the less paperwork, does that mean that the insurance premium is going to be lower? Is it going to be comparable?
That is definitely our goal and our target, right? Is we want to provide, you know, the best rate possible and the fairest rate possible. The other thing you mentioned about social good is Lemonade is set up as a B corporation, so it benefits social good. An example of that is anything that's left over after, you know, we pay claims is actually donated to the charities of choice of our customers. So our customers get to choose what they care about. That could be anything from, you know, saving the forest to human rights to animal rights. They get to choose where it donates. And that's the social good part that Lemonade does different.
That's awesome. Now, obviously, the big fire up in the Boulder area, and we've had many blizzards here in Colorado, many winter weather, issues that have hit customers and people alike. What is the biggest thing for people to take away to protect themselves when it comes to their home and their property needs?
Yeah, Dan, great question. And, you know, Coloradans are, you know, so resilient and used to, you know, the cold weather. And then unfortunately the fire was tragic. And our hearts and prayers go out to those folks that in the Boulder area that were impacted. But here's a couple things that I would say, Dan. One is make sure we're looking at the outside of your house, because so many times we look at the interior house. And if you think about whether it's a potential fire or freezing weather, is making sure that your trees are trimmed, making sure that your bushes are trimmed, the things that could, you know, cause damage, whether that's from igniting a fire close to the home, or if, you know, what we're going through right now with the freezing weather, if ice accumulates and tree limbs fall, which could cause damage to the roof and things like that. And then if you think about like the cold weather, the goal is to keep that cold weather out. So sealing windows, sealing doors, making sure that you just do that walk around and look for cracks in the area that could potentially allow your house to get colder as the weather dips down to below freezing.
I love this homeowner's guide that Lemonade Insurance, and we're speaking with Sean Burgess, the Chief Claims Officer with Lemonade Insurance. I love this homeowner's guide that you've created, and you can find it on the website lemonadeinsurance.com. Just give us a few examples of what's in this homeowner's guide.
Yeah, so the homeowner's guide really just, it walks you through, you know, kind of step by step, you know, about your home and the things that are covered under your contract that you have with Lemonade. And by the way, I would encourage everybody to, you know, make sure that they have an updated insurance review with whoever they do insurance with. But really making sure that you understand the coverages that you have, know that you have the right amount of coverages, and that you're comfortable with the deductible that you have as well, right? Because we're going to be there, just like when the fires happen. And, you know, in Colorado, as we mentioned recently, we had people on the ground taking care of our customers. But it's still, you know, you're still going to have your insurance deductible that you want to be comfortable with. So those are a couple of things, Dan, that are out on the website. And I would encourage people to go to lemonade.com and explore it.
Excellent. If anybody missed any of this information, you can go back to KRDO.com and go to the podcast page and get all the information that we just talked about. Just want to quickly clarify, you don't have car insurance in Colorado Springs yet, right?
Not yet, but it's okay. Coming your way.
Okay.
It's coming your way pretty soon, and we'll make sure that we let you know, Dan.
Okay, Sean, thanks for joining us as always. We appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road as we get ready for the spring and summer months.
All right, take care.